Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Hallelujah. So wonderful to gather together again on this July 11th, 2021. Praise the Lord. We're going to have Pastor Mom to open us up. Hallelujah. In a word of prayer. Amen, Pastor Mom.
Good morning, everybody. This morning, we thank the Lord for being here with us and thank us for his mercy.
Yeah.
And we thank you, Father, for being with us, standing by us, holding us in the hollow down our hands. We know we need you all the way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask you to go along with us and take us along the way. We know we need you all the way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you. Oh, Lord, we give you your praise, and we thank you for your holy command. And we thank you, Lord,
thank you, Lord.
All the prayers and all the goodness of you, Lord.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Praise your holy name,
yes,
Lord.
We praise you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord. We thank you for your holy praise. And we thank you for your mercy there.
Yes, Lord.
And go along the way for your holy praise and give you all the praise. And we thank you for your praise for your holy ones, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Be with us and stand by us. Hold us in the hollow of our own hand, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you and thank you for your holy ones, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And give them all the praise,
give
Lord.
Give all the praise, Lord. We lift up our president.
We lift up our president, Lord. We thank you. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You are.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to our scripture for today. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, as we're praying, we continue in prayer for everything that's going on in the world right now. So many things that are happening, you know. So We continue in prayer for the people, for the families in Florida with the condo that fell, and you know, things going on in Haiti, you know, with the assassination of their president there. And so we just, and so many other things that are going on right now. And we just, you know, continue in prayer and just say, Lord, touch in places that we don't even know exactly how to pray. And we just continue to pray in the Spirit, in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray in the Holy Ghost so that intercession will be made around the world. And prayers can be made even when we don't know exactly how to pray for things. And so we just take out a moment right now, because God can do a whole lot in a little bit of time. So we're going to take just a moment out, and we're not going to do a moment of silence. We're going to do a moment of tongues. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray in tongues for a few moments. Hallelujah. And even though we can't hear you, just pray in the Spirit right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And we were praying. The word of God says this in Romans 8:26-27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And Romans 8:27, he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Yes.
So even that short amount of time, we have made intercession according to the will of God, because there's some prayers that need to be prayed all around the world, and for us, each and every one of us personally, hallelujah, for our families, and in that little bit of time, and praying in tongues, care of, and we give God all the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture today, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and we'll read that together. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our Psalm 34 so we can magnify the Lord today. Hallelujah. We want to magnify him.
Yes.
Amen. We know a lot's going on, but we choose to magnify him in the midst of everything that's going on. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. So we're going to magnify the Lord today. You know, we've been working on magnifying the Lord A through Z. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we're going to magnify the Lord today. So go through your ABCs now. Amen, and magnify the Lord. We're going to start with Pastor Mom.
Amen. The Lord is my provider.
Amen.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd.
All right.
The Lord is our righteousness.
Amen.
The Lord is our peace.
Amen.
The Lord is our
Amen. All right. You see, once you get started, it's hard to stop magnifying the Lord. Amen. So we're going to open the lines for those of you who are here. Just, you know, take a few moments and just magnify the Lord. We're going to start with Sister Debbie, and hopefully you're in a place where you can say something. And Pastor Price, Minister Kiva, and Pastor Mark, good to see all of you this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Debbie, we'll start with you. Don't know if you can. Oh.
No, there aren't you.
Amen. All right. I take it that you're at work and you're listening. So praise God. Good to have
good
you on the line, Sister Debbie. Amen. Pastor Catherine, I didn't say Pastor Catherine.
Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Hallelujah.
The strength of my life.
Yes.
He's my comfort.
Hallelujah.
He's everlasting Father. He's Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
He's the Prince of Peace. He's a soon coming King. He's a baptizer of the Holy Spirit. He's the bright and morning star. He's the lily of the valley.
Hallelujah. I told you, once you get started,
yes,
it's hard to stop. Hallelujah. So take your time, you know, just magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. A to Z, magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Price?
Yes. Apostle, good morning, everyone. I try Sister Debbie again. She's not working this morning. She might have had her mute button on.
Okay, yeah, she texted me and she said she's not at work. Let's try her again. Okay.
Yes.
Sister Debbie.
Yes, the Lord is my Savior and my Redeemer.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. He's your Redeemer. And what else did you say?
And my Savior.
Amen. Savior and Redeemer. Amen. Thank you, Sister Debbie. Good to see you this morning. Glad you didn't have to go to work today. Amen. Okay, Pastor Price, thank you for saying that. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Love you to glory to God. The Lord is my healer. He is my deliverer. The Lord is my peace. The Lord is my provider, my Jehovah Jireh. The Lord is...
Hallelujah.
My all in all. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Kiva, good morning. Good morning. Magnify the Lord. Take your mute off. Minister Kiva? All right. Amen. I know some people call in and they're in a place where they can't really say anything. So, Takiva, if you wanted to say something and I'm missing you, text me. Okay? All right, Pastor Mark. And then Minister Elaine is next. Praise God. Pastor Mark?
Amen, amen. I'm going to go with my always. He's my keeper. Hallelujah. And I want to hit some W's here. He is the way. He's the way. He's the way maker. He is the word that became flesh. He is the witness. He is the worship one. He is the water of life. He is the wonderful counselor. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. See, I love that. We, you know, when you start getting near the end of the alphabet, then you really got to think. So thank you. You gave us some W's. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. And Minister Elaine, magnify the Lord this morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, everybody. God bless. The Lord is my hope. He is my strength. He is my light. He is my source. He is my everything. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Like I said, good to see you this morning. Hallelujah. Minister Mary, you're next to magnify the Lord. Tell the Lord who he is. Amen. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a second, and I'll tell him, and then I'll open a line for you. Amen. So I'll give you a moment here. Hallelujah. Lord, you are God Almighty. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. You are the incarnate Christ. That's a good I to put in there. He's the incarnate Christ. Amen. And he's Jesus. He's the just judge, King of kings, Lord of lords, light of the world, love. Hallelujah. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ooh, I was just getting into that good. Amen. Open a line for you, Minister Mary. Just magnify the Lord. Tell him who he is. Minister Mary,
he is my rescuer.
Okay.
He is my rescuer and my deliverer.
Amen. Hallelujah, rescuer and deliverer. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Mary. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to keep working on this A to Z. I want somebody to be challenged with some Z's. Hallelujah. Like Pastor Mark was challenged. He met a challenge down in the W's. Hallelujah. Amen. So get your repertoire together, hallelujah, magnifying the Lord. So let's go through our list together that we have. Amen. So repeat after me. Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord
Most
High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord my peace. You are the Lord, my sword.
You
are the jealous God.
You
are the Lord, my help. You are the Lord, our Father. You are the Lord, our
judge.
You are the Lord, my light.
You are the
mighty
God.
You are the Lord who is with me. You are the God that forgave. And you are the Lord, my provider. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Just love the Lord and all that he does. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I see you, Sister Carrie, or Minister Carrie. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to open your line so you can just have a moment to magnify the Lord. And as we open up Minister Carrie's line, Pastor Price, let Amber, Minister Amber, know that I just text her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, so we have a few more. We have Minister Carrie. We're going to let you magnify the Lord. Tell him who he is. Minister Rachel, we're going to open up your line so you can tell the Lord who he is. Magnify him. You're right on time. And then Sister Joanne, we're going to open up your line in that order. And y'all could just tell the Lord who he is and magnify him. Amen. Minister
Good morning.
Carrie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lord is, okay. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my healer. The Lord is my provider. The Lord is my comforter. The Lord
Hallelujah.
Is. Oh, yes, he's so many things. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. It sounds like you're about to go up in tongues. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Carrie. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, opening up your line now. Just share
the
who the Lord
is. My
is. Amen.
The Lord,
go ahead.
The Lord is my righteousness, and he is my salvation and my everlasting God. He is my everything.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. He is our everlasting God. He's our everything. Amen. Sister Joanne, magnify
He's
the Lord.
He's my great, great.
He's your what? Sister Joanne, did you put yourself on? Are you on mute? I heard you for
you
a
hear
moment.
Me?
Yes.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yes.
He's my great, great father.
Amen. Amen. Great, great father. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Joanne. Amen. I want to say, Minister Joanne, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. And we thank you, Lord God. You are all that and much, much, much more. Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll go into our declarations. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Amen. I believe as never before we need to declare and decree and establish some things because, oh, my God, it just seemed like it's getting kind of shaky around here. Amen. And so we need to just establish some things by the word of God and let light shine because darkness is trying to come up and do some things. And we rebuke it in the name of Jesus because his light does shine upon our ways in the name of Jesus. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. His word stands forever. in every circumstance, every situation. His word stands forever. There's no limit on his word and the standing of his word. Hallelujah. There's no cutting off. There's no limit. The word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So we're going to declare the word of God into the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. And as you do this, be fully engaged in it. Hallelujah. Be fully engaged in it because we need this word out in the atmosphere for us and all of those around and about us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So repeat after me,
no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do will prosper. For I am like a tree that's planted by the streams of water. That's from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalms 1:3. Continue to repeat. Christ has redeemed me
from
the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just, you know, I have to stop right here. And I love this declaration that says, talks about every virus. Because started, you know, the coronavirus, and now it's the Delta variant. So it's been covered already. Hallelujah. It's been covered already. So the Delta variants can come. The Beta variants can come. Any variant can come. And we are not moved because we have already declared that every virus that touches our body dies instantly. We've declared it. We decreed it. It is so. In the hallelujah, it is so. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And all of these different allergies and allergic reactions, we've declared and decreed it. It has no way in us. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. Now, that declaration came from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11. Genesis 1:31 and Matthew 16:19. And if these things, you know, this how the enemy tries to work is that he'll try us. He'll test us. Oh, are you really going to stand on that word? Hallelujah. And then we have to stand on the word. And when we've done all we can do to stand, we continue to stand. Amen. And so you might have to repeat that out loud again. You might have to just say, oh, no, every germ, every virus. No, no, you can't come up in here in the name of Jesus. And we praise God for that. Hallelujah. Here's another declaration. Great is the peace
of
my children and my children's children, for they are taught of the Lord. That's Isaiah 54:13. Amen. And we'll say one more. Hallelujah.
I have no lack.
For God meets all of my needs
according
to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you. Hey, the flower may fade, the grass may wither, but your word stands forever. And we thank you right now, Lord God, that your word is standing forever. Whatever we're going through, whatever our children's children are going through, whatever weapon tries to come up against us, it cannot stand because the word of God is standing in our lives right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We bless you, we bless you, and we bless you again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's have a time of some praise, some worship right now. We're going to hear, we haven't heard from her in a little while, Joy Bryant, on this broadcast. We haven't heard from Minister Joy Bryant, the Redeemed Praise. Hallelujah. I love this because we do have so much is going on, but we have so much to thank God for. Hallelujah.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, if you had not saved me, I don't know. Thank you for making our pathway straight. Thank you for always being our protector, our guide, our shield, our everything. Through every trial, through every dark place in our life, we can say this. Through dark clouds, the sun will always. The light of the world. We just give you praise, glory, and honor today for all that you've done for us, for the sacrifice. We want to say we're grateful.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, no matter what comes, no matter
Lord. Amen. He's done so much for us. We just give him glory and honor and praise, and we just thank him. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to say, Pastor Catherine is going to pray with us that our prayer for finances. I keep asking if people have any testimony on finances, that God has blessed you financially. I mean, you don't have to tell us all of your business, but just give God some glory. Amen. And I want to say that God has been blessing us, blessing Pastor Mom and myself financially. I mean, you know, I think I told you guys last week that we received a check in the mail that we were not expecting from, you know, from certain people. We're expecting God, but, you know, the one that the money came from, we were not expecting from that person, you know, to send a check in the mail for me and Pastor Mom. What a blessing. So I know that God is doing something now. I mean, I see things that he's doing. He's blessing us financially right now. The world is going through some things, but his children, he's taking care of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so if you have any testimony that you want to say with that, you can press your number one key. And hallelujah, you can press your number one key. Hopefully you'll do that. I'll try to look at my texts as they come in. But hallelujah. You can let us know about that. And then I think before Pastor Mom gives a word today, we also want to check with you to see if you have found a treasure. Amen. With our ultimate treasure hunt that we started, I think we started that the end of June, and we were going to check all of July to see if we found that treasure. I'll talk some more about that after we have our tithes and offerings, and first our prayer for finances, and we're going to have Pastor Catherine to lead us in that prayer. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor Catherine.
Lord, I commit my finance to you.
Lord, I commit my finances to you.
Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose.
Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose.
May I be a good steward of all that you give me.
May I be a good steward of all that you give me.
And walk in total agreement.
And walk in total agreement.
As how it is to be dispersed.
And walk in how it is to be dispersed.
I pray that I will learn.
I pray that I will learn.
To live a free of burdensome debt.
To live free of burdensome debt.
Where I have not been wise.
Where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
And give me guidance.
Show me how I can help.
Show me how I can help.
Increase my finances.
Increase my finances.
And not decrease them unwisely.
And not decrease them unwisely.
Help me to remember.
Help me to remember.
That all I have.
That all I have.
Belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
And to be grateful for it.
I pray that I will find.
I pray that I will find.
It easy to give.
It easy to give.
To you
and to others
as you have instructed
in your word.
Give me wisdom
to handle money wisely.
Help me make good decisions
as to how I spend it.
I pray
I will find
the perfect balance between spending needlessly and being miserly. May I always be paid.
May I always be paid.
Well for the work I do.
Well for the work I do.
And may my money.
And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Lost.
Devour.
Devour.
Destroy.
Destroy.
Or waste it.
Or waste it.
Multiply it.
Multiply it.
So I'm sorry.
So that what I make
will go a long way.
Will go a long way.
I pray that I will not be anxious.
I pray that I will not be anxious
about finance.
About finance.
But will seek your kingdom.
But will seek your kingdom
first.
First.
Knowing that as I do, I will have all I need.
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I said before, if you have any testimony, let us know about it. And you know what? It's not always money. A lot of times God has shown me that favor means more than money. And he will, thank you, Pastor Catherine, and he will, you know, he'll cancel debt. He'll give you favor and cancel a debt. You may not ever see the money, and you may end up getting something that maybe you paid a third of the cost for it. That's still a blessing. That's a great blessing. Amen. Amen. So just, you know, be ready to share that with us, because God is doing something now. We know that he is. As we tithe, we give our 10%, and as we give our offering. So we're going to pray over it, but let me just let you know that there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can do it via Cash App, and that is $ESLCCC. And ESLCCC stands for the first letters of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. You can, if you're in the building, in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and we're at 2E. Amen? And then you can mail it in and can make checks payable to ESLCCC. Amen? 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. So many of you have been giving during this time. It has just been just a blessing to see you giving at such a time as this. And so I know that God is blessing you. And like I said before, we want to hear it. So as he releases you to share with us, we really want to hear it. So let's pray. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are indeed our provider. As many of us have said earlier, you are our provider. And you do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or imagine. We thank you for the tithers, Lord God. You said that we could just try you on this, test you on this, giving that 10%, and that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out an overflow blessing that was is so much that it was too much for us to receive, so we must give it out to others. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And then we thank God for those who are giving offerings. And your word says, give and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. Hallelujah. And and that's an overflow as well. And then, Lord, we thank you for the overflow of Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, that you said you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And so we just thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We honor you, Lord. And every time we sow, we're expecting from you in great and awesome ways. in Jesus' name. And we all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before Pastor Mom comes today, you know, Pastor Mom, she is the way that she speaks, she believes that the word preaches itself. Amen. So prepare yourself for a word, the word through Pastor Mom. She'll be going over Psalm 26, the entire Psalm. So be ready to join her and to even repeat that scripture. She's going to be coming from the NLT. Hallelujah. And but first of all, before we go to Pastor Mom, amen, we want to hear a song. Hallelujah. And amen, I believe we have it here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, hallelujah. We'll go to another song. But I want to thank, first of all, I want to thank Minister Amber, who is our music person here on Get 'Em Radio. And, you know, when we need a song, she goes and gets it for us. Hallelujah. And so she found a song for us that we just asked her to get that song. And I'm looking for it. And so far, I loaded it on, but I'm not seeing it right now. So it may still be trying to come up. And I'm not seeing it so far. But, maybe we'll have it by the end when Pastor Mom finishes. Amen. Maybe we'll have loaded up really well by then. Hallelujah. Ah, here we go. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It just loaded up good. So thank you, Minister Amber. Hallelujah.
Not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground. Support me. solid rock.
Amen. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. Hallelujah. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. So we're going to welcome our speaker today, the senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, our very own Pastor Mom McCoy. Amen.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Good morning or whatever. I thank the Lord for being here today and going with us today. So the prayers I start with New Living Translation.
Psalm 26.
I delay.
You want people to repeat after you, right?
Yeah, repeat after me. I delay.
Declare.
Declare me
innocent.
Innocent.
Oh, Lord.
For I have
acted
with
integrity.
For
I've acted with integrity.
I have trust in the Lord.
I have trusted in the Lord.
Without wavering. Put me in treasures, Lord. And
put me on trial, Lord.
And examine me.
And cross examine me.
Okay. Test my
motive.
My motive and my heart.
Test my motive and my heart.
For I am always able of your honor.
Aware of your unfailing love.
And I have lived according to your truth.
I do not spend time with liars.
Or go along with hypocrites. I hate the gathering of those
who do evil.
I go to do evil.
Mm-hmm. I refuse.
And I refer to
join in. And I refuse to join in
with the
wicked.
With the wicked. I wash my hands to declare my
innocence.
Okay. I come to your altar, O Lord.
I come to your altar, O Lord.
Mm-hmm. Singing a song of thanksgiving. And telling of all
your wonders.
I love your
sanctuary, O Lord.
I love your sanctuary, Lord, and peace where your glorious presence
dwells. your glorious presence dwells.
Don't let me suffer.
The fate of sinners.
Don't condemn me. Along with murderers.
Don't condemn me along with murderers.
Their hands are dirty. With evil skin. And they
constantly take bribes. They constantly take bribes.
But I am not
like that.
I live with integrity. But I am not.
So redeem me.
And show me mercy.
Now I stand on solid ground.
And I will.
Publicly praise the Lord. And I will publicly praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now you stand on solid ground.
If you want to say anything else, Pastor Mom?
I just praise the Lord for everything.
Amen. And Pastor Mom was reading from Psalm 26, the entire psalm from the New Living Translation. Amen. Hallelujah. And at the wonderful age of 88, amen, she did very well. Sometimes her eyes go over this way or go over that way, and she stayed focused. And we give God all the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And she wants to continue on in the Lord, and we praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. We give him all the glory for it.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So some of you who are listening today, even to the word from Psalm 26, there's so much in it. You know, and you might have been listening to it, and you say, well, I don't know if you, Lord, if you can declare me innocent or not, you know. And I like what Pastor Mom said, cross-examine me. Amen. Test my motives and my heart. Hallelujah. So God will cross-examine us and test our motives and our heart on everything that's going on. Hallelujah. And I want to say to you, and I'll open up the lines in a few moments so that people can be able to make any comments or questions or prayer requests. But I just want to say right now, if you are listening and if you're not sure that you are born again, if God began to test your heart, if he began to cross-examine you, you know, what is he going to find? He's really going to be looking for himself in you. And that's the only way that we can be innocent is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Not in and of ourselves, but through him can we be innocent. And so what we need to do, well, everybody needs to be saved. Hallelujah. If you're not sure that you're saved, this is your time to be saved. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So a person can have many titles in front of their names, many alphabets behind their name. They may be a very good person, a nice person, a sweet person. But until we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, You know, we cannot be innocent. We cannot even go to heaven. We must receive Jesus. All of us need to be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. And so here's your opportunity to be saved, to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you know John 3:16, say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Hallelujah. If you know this scripture, if you know it from memory, then I encourage you to meditate on it, to think about it some more. I've been saying this scripture for many years, and I still get revelation out of this scripture. Amen, because it's so important. That whosoever is so important. It took the limits off of who God was saying. Whosoever covers everybody, no matter how wrong you've been, no matter, and in the scripture, Pastor Mom was saying that she won't even, scripture says that they won't even hang out with liars. You know, people who have evil schemes and all of that. But God will save a whosoever. If they had evil schemes before, they'll have evil schemes no more. Hallelujah. They receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, as you receive Jesus, as we receive Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the Lord tells us exactly how to receive him as Lord and Savior in Romans 10:9. And it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So he leaves no question about that. If you confess with your mouth, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer and making a choice to say a prayer. And believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is in the Word of God, who the Word of God says that Jesus is. Once you believe, then you open up your mouth and you can receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow
and
you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
According to the Bible.
According to the Bible.
That I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
And I thank you, Lord.
And I thank
for
you
saving God. Me now.
For saving me
in
now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. So if anyone wants to make any comments about Pastor Mom, about the word today from Psalm 26, if you have any comments, questions, any prayer requests, press your number one key. Amen. And also, we were talking about the treasure hunt a couple of weeks ago. So every Sunday in the month of July, we're going to ask you about the treasure. If you have found a treasure, if God has led a treasure to you. And for those of you who may not know what I'm talking about, what we were talking about, and you can go back and listen to our archives, and you'll see it says the ultimate treasure hunt. I believe that was on the last Sunday in June. And so we were talking about how God will supernaturally send a treasure around you. Hallelujah. And then the treasure is a person who's in need of prayer. Excuse me, a treasure is a person who is ready to receive Jesus, either the watering, the planting, or the increase with Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we began to talk about that. We have a treasure map that we filled out, and it had five different things on it, like you would write down a location, and the Lord would just drop into your spirit, like, immediately. So you wouldn't take a long time to think about it, ponder on it, but just let God drop into your spirit, you know, these different aspects. And one was a location. And so we wrote down six locations. The other was a person's name. So we wrote down six people's names. And we just did that just very quickly off the top of our head. Many times we're hearing from the Lord, and we think it just came off the top of our head. So, you know, just very quickly, you know, we wrote down six names. And then we wrote down some attributes of the person, you know, what they may be wearing or their hair color, you know, something like that. So we wrote down six aspects, you know, like maybe a green coat, a red blouse, their hair dyed purple, you know, or anything like that. So we wrote that down. And then whatever ailment that they may be going on with them, because we want to open it up with prayer with them and be able to pray with them. And so, you know, if they they may have a knee problem, a back problem, something going on with their family members. They just had a death in their family through COVID or something like that, and just write that down. And then six instances of that. And then the last thing that we wrote down was something unusual, you know, something like maybe a windmill or a shark, just something like unusual, like you, that you wouldn't see every day. So that's what we did. We wrote all of that down. And then what happens is that you wait for God to just bring them in front of you. You know, so it has happened to me. I'm going to open up your line, Pastor Price. See you and anyone else, you can press your number one key because we want to share that. And I'll tell you that it wasn't during the time where we were writing that down, but at another time, the Lord brought to my mind the words, the name Stephanie. And so this has been within the past week or so. And so I wrote down Stephanie, and he gave me some other names as well. I got that during the Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And then that day, that same day that I heard the name Stephanie, we were ordering some Chinese food through DoorDash. And when the order was received, they told me that the person who was bringing it was Stephanie. And I was like, oh, wow, God. You know, so God will give us people's names. So I didn't go out looking for Stephanie, but one of my places that I had as part of my treasure hunt map was the Heritage House, which is where we live, in the Heritage House. So here comes Stephanie into the Heritage House. And Stephanie was 7 months pregnant. And when she came to the door to deliver the food, told her that we were praying earlier, her name came up in prayer. Did she want prayer for something? And she was like, yes. So she needed prayer for her unborn child, her two children. So we prayed for Stephanie, glory to God. And then we asked Stephanie about her relationship with the Lord. And Stephanie got saved. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So Stephanie was our treasure that the Lord sent to us that day. And I know that the harvest field is white. The harvest field is white right now. People are ready to get saved all over the place. Hallelujah. So if you have any testimonies on that, let us know about it. Okay, Pastor Price, we're going to open up the line for you. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. I thank God for this morning. I thank God for the service this morning and for Pastor Mom and the Psalms 26. Thank God for you and for the word, Mom. It kind of reminds me of a scripture you gave us when I was first in the Lord, and one that you would read every day, even though it's not Psalms 26, it was Psalms 35, which said, contend with those who contend with me. And in the NIV Bible, that verse in Psalms 26 says, vindicate me, O God. And so there are scriptures that we can pray about vindication. There's also ones that with the contend. So thank you, Mom, Pastor Mom, for the word this morning. Thank God for you keeping on in Jesus. And I just thank God for you and even for the prayer that you prayed. Glory to God. I also want to thank you, Apostle, for teaching us how to do the treasure hunt, because we can do that even at the beginning of the week or whenever the Holy Spirit prompts us to sit down and write in the treasure map. Last week, he had me to write down the instructions that you gave and to begin to write down names and some particular things and something. And as a result of that, a neighbor that we have been seeing as we come into the gate, I've seen him take his trash out, tall man, and seen him go back and forth to take his trash out and everything. And I thought when we were coming in, I thought that we had pushed his button by mistake coming in because he was looking toward the gate. And I said, oh, did we push your button to get in for the gate, because you have to have a key, the code? He said, no. He's not waiting on somebody to come. But then he began to pour out his heart to us that he's a minister, and they were about to open a church and everything. But that he went over his family's house on July 4th, and because he had not had the COVID shot, his family told him to leave. They wanted him to leave, and that really hurt his heart. But in the midst of it, in our conversation, well, even though we've been neighbors over here a long time, I never knew his name, and his name was Daniel. And when I told him that my name was Helen, yeah, so they call me Miss Helen, and he said, oh, I know Miss Helen. And he began to go into that. And the Lord had said that on my treasure hunt that there's going to be somebody that you're going to tell them your name. And when you tell them your name, then they're going to begin to tell you about that they know somebody. That's a, you know, because not everybody will say that to you. And so it was such a great blessing that it was a confirmation through that. So I'm so glad, Apostle, that, hallelujah, I'm so glad that God is teaching us how to do that treasure map. Because, and I said, oh, you're my treasure that I was supposed to look. And then I pulled up my, on my phone on the Google Docs where I'd had it at, you know, where I'd written there on that. So I just praise God, and I said, even doing it on Google Docs is good because you can have it. Excuse me. Is she all right? Glory to God. I was hearing Amber in the living room. Glory to God. So we just thank God for the word, and thank God for you all this morning. I praise God for this time, and God bless, and I'll go back on mute. Love you all, and God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, for both things about Pastor Mom and then about the treasure hunt. Hallelujah. The treasure map and finding someone. And I mean, when we, first of all, with Pastor Mom, I'm just so blessed about Pastor Mom. Everything that God has her doing is such a blessing. And even that the Lord would lead her to that scripture, Psalm 26, there's something in there for us. So I encourage us to go back to Psalm 26 and to let God just even minister to you on it, because he gave her that scripture for a reason. And you're here. We're here listening to it for a reason. So, amen. Go check that out. Maybe somebody that said something about you, and you need to be vindicated. Amen. I think most all of us need to be vindicated over something people said about us. Amen. I think about myself. There were some people I need to be vindicated because they ain't looking at me too good right now. So I thank God I received that word, Pastor Mom. I received the word of the Lord. amen, through you today. Amen. So anyone else now, you can press your number one key, and we will hear from you today. Pastor Catherine's here with us. So good to have her here.
Well, praise God. So amen. Good to be here and to hear Mom minister another time. Praise God. So I just want to thank the Lord so much. I enjoy just seeing her saying that, give me the Bible, because I need to figure out what I'm going to minister on this morning. And so she says it's not going to take her long. And I praise God that God led her and this to help me also this morning, because as she was reading this morning, the verse 2, but put me on trial, Lord, and cross-examine me. And what really got me was test my motives and my heart. Test me, Lord God.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, I think that I'm right about certain things, and I have to go back and say, God, yes, I don't exactly say, but that's a good way to put it. Put me on trial, Lord God. Now, I need you to test my heart today and see what was really my motive behind what I said. What was the motive behind what I did?
Mm-hmm.
I want my motive to be right. I want my heart to be right
mm-hmm.
in all that I do. So I just want to tell you, Mom, thank you so much this morning for the word. It really encouraged me this morning, and continue to go to God and ask him to test me and examine my heart. So
mm-hmm.
thank you so much. So God bless you, and may he continue to use you for his glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Now, did you have something you wanted to say about the treasure hunt?
Oh, well, I have always enjoyed the treasure hunt. And I think right now, I may not have used all of the points that you used, but I've used the examples that you've given. So one of my examples now is that when I go into a store, any public place, I always say, now, Lord, the person that says anything to me, even if they say, oh, isn't this food expensive? Oh, does this look good or whatever? I said, that's my clue. So that's my treasure that I'm supposed to witness to them. So I just thank you so much, Ian. I think you taught it to us. I think about 7-8 years ago now. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it always has helped me to be a witness. So I think I'm going to go back and refresh some of the teaching that you did a couple of weeks ago. So thank you so much. It's been a blessing to me and my life.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I'm still learning, you know, and just still open to what God is doing, because, you know, these times now, we don't know if a person's going to be living from one day to the next, you know, with buildings falling down and hurricanes and something happened where the water was so high that the little child went down the drain, and I mean all kinds of just wild stuff, rage roads and road rage. I said it backwards, and you know, all of that. And so I believe that it's so important for us to be ready to pray with someone so that they can receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And, you know, in the past, when the Lord has had me do this, it's been in groups, it's been in person and all of that. Well, we're not in groups and in person as much as we used to be. However, God is still moving, and the harvest field right now. And I think it was about maybe 3 weeks ago that I was ministering to a group of ministers in training. I was doing that over Zoom to these ministers in training in New Jersey, and just began to talk to them about evangelism, the ultimate treasure hunt, and all of that. And since that time, it's about 6 people have gotten saved, you know, during that time. And I wasn't going out trying to get people saved. I was simply being available to God, you know. And like we don't know when these people are going to be called home, you know. We just don't know. And so it's really wonderful to be available to God and to pray with them. And, you know, we may not even know until we get to heaven the people who got saved, you know, that all of the people who got saved. But it's just so wonderful that God gives us the opportunity to pray with them. Amen. And so I just say again, just be ready. The prayer doesn't have to be a long prayer. It could be a simple prayer. But just to be aware that God wants to use you in that way, and to be aware and available to God is so wonderfully, it's such a blessing to be there. And I want to say this, that, you know, I can tell when somebody is going to beg me for money. I can see them from across the street, across the parking lot. I know that they're going to come and ask for money. Most of the time I can tell. Sometimes they sneak up on me. But, you know, most of the time, or even God will tell me, put you like a couple of dollars in your pocket so that you don't have to go into your purse, and just, you know, be ready. So in all things, he wants us to be ready. He wants us to be available. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and close. We had a good word today. Let the word preach to you. Hallelujah. Amen. We do have time. We're going to close, Pastor Mom, just a moment here. But I was so blessed by this series called The Chosen, and it's about Jesus. They just finished their second, or they're finishing their second season tonight, and they're going to try to go to 8 seasons. And if you haven't heard of it, it's really an anointed show about Jesus. It's on the app called The Chosen. And so you can also find it on YouTube. It's a real blessing. And so one day they were talking about the wife of the director was saying how some people had, I can't remember the whole story, but some people were taking some Bibles into a country that didn't allow them to bring Bibles in. And so they had made a secret compartment in the vehicle that they were in, I guess a truck or something they were in. They made a secret compartment in it and hid some Bibles because they were going to take them out. And so they were driving down the road, and suddenly the car swerved over to the right. It was like the car just went out of control and swerved over to the right. And then when they stopped the car, they looked up, and there was a man standing near the street where the car had stopped. And so he walked over to their truck, and he says, Bible, in broken English. He says, Bible, you have Bible? And they looked at him, and they're thinking, you know, if they tell him that they have the Bible, he could arrest them or something. And how does he know that they had the Bible? How could he know at all? And so, you know, after just thinking for a moment and kind of being prayerful about it, they say, yes, we do have Bibles. And so he says, Bibles, give me Bibles. And so they took out this big bag of Bibles and gave it to him, and he handed them some money. And the money was the exact amount that they had paid for the Bible. And so then they said, well, let us go with you And we'll preach to the people what's in the Bible. We'll preach the word of God to them. And the man says, no, Bible preach. And so he was saying that the Bible was going to preach to them. Amen. So they didn't need anybody else to come. The Bible was going to preach to them. And that made me think about Pastor Mom, because that she has maintained that a long time. And I can remember years ago coming into town and coming to the Bible studies that her and my Aunt B was alive back then, and all the kids and stuff would come, and they would go through the Bible, and they would have the Bible to explain what teaching in Bible study. So Mom has done that for many, many years. And so Bible preach. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the word speak for itself. And with that, we're going to, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on Get a Radio. And then we're going to have Pastor Mom make any closing remarks and close us out in prayer. Praise God. So what's going on Get 'Em Radio tomorrow is the 12th, and so we're going to have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, the same phone number, 516-418-5699, and this month, she is talking about miracles. Praise the Lord. And multiplying miracles is what she's going to talk about every Monday of this month, and it is surely a blessing. And then on Tuesday the 13th, we'll be back again with Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. If you'd like to be one of our volunteers to pray in tongues for 15 minutes, just, you know, shoot me a text, and we'll put you on the schedule for this Tuesday. So 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then after we pray in tongues for about an hour, then we have interpretations. And I'll tell you, God has been moving by his spirit, and we have experienced at least one bona fide miracle on the broadcast. I believe it's more than that. But God is doing miracles with praying in tongues. Now, this Wednesday is the second Wednesday of the month, and this is the only Wednesday that we have prophetic healing. Glory to God. Prophetic healing is 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on this Wednesday. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarms for that, and call up somebody if they're in need of healing. We'll have Elder Philip Harkey with us and his wife Linda Harkey, and we have absolutely seen miracles. There's some broadcasts where we've had up to 15 healings in one broadcast. Hallelujah. The Lord sent his word and healed them. Amen. So, and we're looking to have special guests with us, people from the healing ministries that we've been involved in over the years, kind of a healing ministry reunion. And so we're looking forward to people being there. So please, if someone is going through something, or if you are going through something and you're in need of healing, please come on this Wednesday. Amen. And then on Thursday the 15th, and every Thursday of this month, we have Sister Shana Poole Jones. And she's just been blessing us with her testimony and telling us about her grab-and-go table. The Lord had her to start where she began giving out canned goods out of her house. Well, I think she started with feeding children lunches on a table in her front yard, and it just grew into this great big ministry where she has been on CNN and on ABC, and then even a bank gave her a van to bring to be able to carry the food. Amen. And she also has a ministry that's called Keep Pushing. And that is such a blessed ministry to encourage us to keep pushing through whatever is going on. So you'll want to hear it. It will encourage your heart, hallelujah, and may even catapult you to another dimension in the Lord and ministry. Amen. And so next week we'll be back on next Sunday, the 18th. The Lord has given me a word, hallelujah, that we've been working on this word for a little while now, and I'm excited over this word, hallelujah. I love it when he does. And so I'm looking forward to sharing with you what he has laid on my heart. We're going to have part one and part two for the next two Sundays. Amen. Lord willing, unless he says anything different. Praise God. So, amen. So that's it with Get 'em Radio, God. And so we're going to have Pastor Mom to close us out in prayer, make any closing comments. That she has, and to close us out in prayer. Pastor Mom, you have any comments you want to make?
Yeah, I enjoyed all the praises and all the
songs and everything.
All the songs and everything. So we get ready to close. And excuse me for going to sleep on me.
They didn't know, Mom.
So I thank you, Lord. Thank all of you all for being with us today. And keep going. And we thank you, and I love all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While I'm absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
And please.
In Jesus' name
I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you all. Hallelujah. You know, when Mom comes, she gets right to the point. Amen. And let the Bible speak for itself. So you all have a wonderful, God bless you. Have a wonderful day, rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.